The supposedly life-saving laws came into effect across Australia almost two decades ago. Now researchers at Sydney University are calling for the legislation which makes it compulsory for bike riders to wear helmets to be repealed. They say that their analysis of bike accidents shows that the laws have done little to reduce head injuries and that they discourage people from making short trips by bike. Lindy Kerin has more.
The mandatory bike helmet laws, introduced nearly two decades ago, were designed to reduce the number of head injuries. But a comparison of head and arm injuries among cyclists between 1988 and 2008 has found that hasn't really happened. Associate Professor Chris Rissell from the Sydney University School of Public Health led the research.
There was a substantial drop in head injuries compared to wrist injuries in the 1980s, which then tails off and flattens out from the 1990s. And the introduction of helmet legislation came in 1991, and all the big drop in head injuries happened before the introduction of the legislation. And the legislation doesn't seem to have been associated with a big reduction that you'd expect.
Australia and New Zealand are the only countries in the world to have mandatory helmet laws for adult cyclists. Associate Professor Rissell says based on his findings, those laws should be wound back.
I think we should trial repealing the legislation to see what happens if we don't have to wear helmets all the time. And I don't think you'll get the massive increases in adverse events that people fear.
Australia has one of the lowest rates of cycling in the world, but work is underway to turn that around. Melbourne recently became the first Australian city to launch a bicycle sharing scheme, but Chris Rissell says the program will have limited success because of the mandatory helmet laws. He says repealing the legislation will see more people take up cycling.
We saw a drop in ridership when the legislation was introduced of about 30%, and this actually makes it less safe for the rest of the cyclists because there's this safety in numbers phenomena.
It's an idea worthy of further debate, according to the Cycling Promotion Fund, an advisory body that promotes safe cycling in Australia. The group's spokesman is Stephen Hodge.
The wearing of helmets is the single biggest impediment to casual use of cycles, you know, for people just to rock up to a bicycle hire station, pick up a bike, or even at home, pick up the bike out of their garage to ride down to the shops to get the litre of milk they need, you know, for the morning breakfast or whatever. There is, you know, some fairly good anecdotal evidence that the mere fact of having to wear a helmet often is an impediment for people.
But the call to wind back the laws has been rejected by the cycling lobby group Bicycle New South Wales. The group's CEO, Omar Khalifa, says he isn't convinced there's enough evidence to wind back the laws.
Some people may be resistant to cycling because of helmets. I think it's also saved so many people from more serious injury that we believe that it's even the statistics may not be showing up. All of that. So it's not compelling enough for us to think that this is a major reason to begin a change in that piece of legislation.
The Sydney University research has been published in the latest journal of the Australasian College of Road Safety.
Lindy Kerin reporting.